News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness is encouraging recording and performing artists to play a more integral role in the fight against crime. He says while music is primarily for entertainment, it can be a powerful tool for minimizing incidents of crime and violence by reinforcing positive social messages and values.
I call upon the cultural icons and ambassadors who use music as a means of edifying the people, as a means of uplifting the people, that we need to do more with our music to get our young men and women to be less violent, to be less willing to participate in criminal activity.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at a reception for Reggae Month on the lawns of Jamaica House last week. The reception, hosted by the Prime Minister, is expected to become a yearly event on the calendar of activities for Reggae Month. It featured musical tributes and dances and saw members of the musical fraternity, including artists, promoters and producers in attendance. Bank of Jamaica BOJ Governor Brian Winter says the rate of inflation is projected to remain within the range of 4-6% over the next 12 months. The projection follows data from the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, which indicated that the outturn fell from 5.2% in December 2017 to 4.8% in January.
The trajectory for inflation reflected the rise and then the fall in agricultural prices as the impact of flood rains late in the year started to dissipate and agricultural supplies improved. Over the course of the next year, the bank expects inflation to continue to track around the lower half of the 4% to 6% target before rising to around 5%.
Mr. Winter was speaking at the BOJ's quarterly media briefing last week. The Kingston Container Terminal can now accommodate larger marine vessels following the completion of renovation work on its south berth. The renovations included the reinforcement of over 600 meters of the south terminal, valued at some $150 million. The remaining 600 meters of the south berth is expected to be reconstructed in two additional phases by the end of 2018. The Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited, KFTL, operators of the port, will be restarting operations in Section 1 of the terminal shortly. Meanwhile, KFTL head Johannes De Jong says the KFTL is also increasing its capacity with the procurement of new gantry cranes and new cargo handling equipment. With these improvements, he notes, the company will be able to facilitate larger vessels, which will translate to increased transshipment opportunities for the country. And Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice Carol Palmer says the government is strengthening the legislative framework for the investigation and prosecution of human trafficking cases. Mrs. Palmer says the amendments to the Trafficking in Persons Act, now before Parliament, will ensure that there is stronger enforcement of the law to deter persons from engaging in the crime.
Prosecutors must also be trained in effective victim identification and protection. Investigators and prosecutors must work together to effectively protect victims as well as their family members from intimidation from traffickers.
Mrs. Palmer was speaking at the opening ceremony for a three-day prosecutors' human trafficking training seminar in Trelawney recently. She adds that as Jamaica pursues the establishment of a multi-door court system, which places greater focus on dispute resolution and rehabilitative rather than punitive sanctions, there is no contemplation for human traffickers to benefit from mediation or restorative justice processes. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuli James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Imagine a Jamaica where every child has a family. A Jamaica where every child is inspired to dream, where they are loved, protected, and cared for. You can help make this dream a reality by fostering a child. For more information on how you can become a foster parent, call the Child Protection and Family Services Agency at 948-2841-2 or apply at any of our locations islandwide. We dare you to inspire hope and foster a child.